Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, que lo que, another episode, and thank you for tuning in. Wow, first of all, last week fue una locura for our podcast. I think I was preaching a little bit. No, I'm super passionate about what I, when I talk about just, you know, spending time with people that you love and just all that jazz. And so if you haven't tuned in to last week's episode, check it out. Está en Apple, Spotify, está en todo. Tú lo puedes encontrar en todo. Pero anyways, muchísimas gracias a toda la gente que están escuchando para la primera vez. Everybody listening for the first time, que lo que. If you don't know what que lo que is, just go on my Instagram feed and you'll notice what que lo que is. Hashtag que lo que. It's a Dominican thing. That's how we say what's up. And this podcast is bilingual. So don't worry. If you don't understand a word or so, I most likely translate it. And the reason why I'm saying welcome to our new people is because, you know, your girl got to look at the analytics, and I'm realizing that we have a lot of different people tuning in from different places that we've never thought we could be in. So muchísimas gracias and welcome. So I want to get into my episode because, you know, life is starting to go, I'm not going to say go back to normal, because I feel like life is never going to be normal. Nunca vamos a estar antes de la coronavirus, right? So I feel like life is now starting to, we're all starting to adjust into our new normal. And I want to talk about promises. You know, those promises that we tell ourselves every single day, and our promises that we tell the universe, or we tell God. Dear God, I'm not making no more promises, right? And you might read that title and you might say to yourself, whoa, what is this going to be about? What is that? And what does a promise really mean? I mean, we make them every day, you know? So I read things and I'm like, you know, I promise I'm never going to do this to this, or for my daughter. I promise that. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, I just let her eat that mulch on the floor, you know, or I just, you know, or I just had some really great coffee and some hash browns from Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm supposed to be on a meal plan. And, you know, yeah, if my trainer's listening, I am sticking to my plan. Don't worry. But these promises that we make ourselves to ourselves, and we make to God in the universe, do we keep them? Like, think about it. Vamos a pensarlo. I mean, just think about it. Do we keep all of our promises? We most sometimes, and I would think, you know, the optimist that I am, we would keep them. We would keep a portion of them. We would keep being conscious that we have them. But why do we have promises in the first place? Does that create pressure to ourselves? Does it create pressure for us to live up to something that maybe we don't want to? Maybe it's good pressure, maybe it's not. Yo quiero de solamente hablar. And today's podcast is just about, it's a solo podcast. I know I haven't done these in a while, but I want to mix these in because sometimes yo no me quiero hablar. I just want to talk. And I want to kind of get your input on things and how you feel about something, because, you know, impact is not just about the world. It's not just about family. It's not just about your kids, your future. Impact also is about self-impact. And we have a lot of great things we're working on. As you all know, Crafts Create Change, our new sewing and crafts book that you can create amazing crafts. You don't have to be a crafter or sewer or whatever, sewing enthusiast. That's our newest project that's going to launch in spring 2021. So link in bio if you want to be on the wait list. But, you know, that impact is for other people. That impact is for children and communities, right? And we dive ourselves doing different types of impact, and we have to sometimes we leave ourselves last. And we say, what is the impact for myself? What is the impact that I need to do to myself and for what, for my own well-being? And then it starts off with all these promises and all these challenges and all these goals. And óyeme, okay. Yo soy la primera que estoy con mis goals y todo. Yo soy la primera que siempre estoy con mi meta, okay? I am the first one with my goals. I've always been like that since I was a kid, and it just kept my mind organized and it kept me aligned with my dreams and what I wanted in my life and where I saw myself. Even as a child, I had a wild imagination. We didn't have social media. We didn't have phones. You know, we didn't have, we had outside. We had books. And not to say that children these days cannot have that same element, but I didn't have distractions. And so I've always had goals, and I've always had these, and they're not bad. They actually, I never took them to heart. Like if I didn't make a goal or something, if I, you know, didn't achieve a goal, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, this is the worst. No, I would of course be upset, but I'm like, okay, on to the next. And I'm always on to the next because I feel like we have so many things that we can do in a lifetime, and we have society telling us no, that you're only allowed to do one thing, and that if you're all over the place, what does that impact do to ourselves? What does that do to us when we're pressured by society of what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do something? You know, that impact sets these promises that we're not going to keep. They set these unrealistic challenges to ourselves because we're trying to do what somebody else wants us to do. I always said, and before I get to my little story time, porque yo quiero decirte, you know, un ejemplo. I always said, like, in my next lifetime that I'm going to be a doctor. And just something came over me that a long time ago, that in my next lifetime, I always said that in my next lifetime, again, in my next lifetime, I am going to be a doctor. I've already declared it. Like, I already know what kind of doctor I'm going to be. I'm going to work in oncology. I'll probably work in oncology pediatrics, or just something had to do with oncology. I definitely will be a doctor in my next lifetime. And hopefully in my next lifetime, there's no such thing. But I want to be a doctor as far as in my next lifetime. Hopefully there's no cancer. But anyways, I set that self to myself, and those are just things in my mind. I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to be. And I do that in this lifetime. What I'm going to be in this lifetime, what I want to do in this lifetime. And sometimes I do put pressure on myself, and sometimes I put pressure on what I feel, how I feel about something. And why is that? Why do we feel that pressure? Because we have these promises to ourselves. I write them in my journal all the time. Tú no lo escribes in your journal. And if you don't have a journal, it's okay. Maybe try it. It might work for you, it might work not. But we create these promises, and I'm done. I'm tired and through. Ya, tato. I'm not going to do it no more, right? I tell myself, like, no more promises. I'm just going to live and just do and say. I'm not going to use the word promise and pinky promise. I'm not going to do that because that's just creating pressure for me. I feel like I can still have accountability and I can still do things and challenge myself and try new things without having that word promise. Have you ever felt that way? That una palabra, one word can be so prominent. It could be so, so like prominent in your life. It can make you feel a certain way. That's how it is with smells and, you know, and music and places. It makes you, it draws out these emotions out of us, and it impacts ourselves. And we are first, before we impact the world, before we do anything to our family, our friends, our communities, it starts with self. And I'm working on a really exciting project. Again, I'm going to get to the story time. I'm working on a really yo ni puedo hablar hoy. And I'm not going to edit that out because ya tú sabes. This is how I am. This is how I talk. That I want to reiterate these things about personal impact and self-impact and self-growth within impacting ourselves. And because impacting other people are great. It's amazing. But I, you know me, I'm always trying to take Dear God, Are We There Yet to another spectrum. I'm always trying to take it to another level. And again, no promises to myself. That's why I'm not sharing these things yet, because that creates more pressure for me. But I have accountability partners. I have a team. Which, by the way, I do have an amazing team for Crafts Create Change. Oh my God, thank you. Shout out to my publisher, Fox Point Publishing. I really love you guys. And if you guys are thinking about writing a book, or, you know, check them out, seriously. But no, all jokes aside, it's that pressure that they had en un momento que nosotros decimos, yo no puedo, like, I can't do this. And then we end up failing and we fall because of that pressure. Sometimes it's not even because of the action. Sometimes it's because of the pressure. Entonces, lo que yo estoy diciendo, what I'm saying on this episode is, let's forget these promises that we're going to say to God and these promises that we're going to say to the universe. Let's create a different type of AKA promise. I hate saying AKA. I don't know why. Let's create a different type of action instead of words, a different type of pact, or whatever makes you feel like it, to create that pressure for you that will be a positive pressure instead of this word promise that we end up breaking. This past week, I put it on Instagram that one of my clients, my past clients, because I used to do branding and business for fashion is a business for fashion designers, and absolutely loved it. I really did. I really loved working with designers and fashion brands. And sometimes I, like, un poquitico, I miss it sometimes, but then at the same time, I'm like, I'm actually going to be doing that. I can still help other brands and businesses through what with the Dear God, Are We There Yet? So anyways, she wrote to me and she said, like, I cannot believe it. You opened Dear God, you really flourished Dear God, Are We There Yet? And in my mind, I'm like, girl, you have no idea. It is a lot of work. It is not what you think, right? And she said, I'm so inspired. I've always had this idea to do a nonprofit. Always wanted to do this nonprofit. And so many people have told me that I need to start doing it. And I told my my boyfriend, fiance, I don't remember. I think it was boyfriend, fiance. Don't call me. And my family, I told my mom, I told my sister. She told all these people, like a dozen people, right? And the first things that come out of their mouth, and she's telling me this in an email, okay? You know, all these obstacles, and I can sense in the email that she's actually doubting herself. Like, she's actually starting to be like, oh, maybe they do have a point. Like, oh, this is, you know, the first thing was her partner said, her fiance, her boyfriend was like, you know, there's no money to make, and, you know, how are you going to make money in a nonprofit? Her mom's like, how are you going to have time? You have kids, you have a husband or fiance, again, I don't know, don't quote me. You have all these obligaciones, all these obligations. And how are you going to take care of, I mean, how are you going to do all this? And the other one was like, well, you can't leave your job. And her sister was like, so you're going to be one of those moms that are going to be absent during their life's children, helping other people, other children, but not yourself. Like, all these things she was saying in the email. And I said to myself, like, I read everything, but my first response, it reverted to her first sentence about her wanting to open this nonprofit. I was like, yes, girl, you got to open up you got to get an email list. Let's get you going. They'll click on this link. They're going to get your nonprofit. I told her about Project Elevate. I was going in giving her resources, because what dawned to me is that we are going to get critics in this world. Good, bad, indifferent. We are going to get people who are so fearful of doing things themselves that they would do anything to make you fearful of you not doing what you're going to do. Right? Again, promises. Promises. False promises to ourselves. Her sister was telling her that. And as we got back and forth, her sister is not in their child's life, because she's working. But it doesn't make her a bad mom. It doesn't make her a bad mom at all. She's working a lot. So she feels some type of way. So she's trying to give her dique consejo. She's trying to tell her she's coming from a place of love. But what I was saying, my whole point is that these are all false promises that we tell ourselves, that I promise to do this because I'm going to do that, and I won't do this because I blah, blah, blah. We can't do that. And so my whole point in this story was that I gave her all this positive reinforcement, and I didn't promise her the unicorns and the rainbows, because listen, having a business or nonprofit or anything is hard. Anything new, anything that impacts people is hard. But why not do it? Why not default? Because we're stuck in these promises in our head of, well, I promised myself that I wouldn't get too busy, that I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that. And there's no such thing as balance. And there's, you know, her fiance was saying about money. And, you know, I promised that I would give my family, or, you know, the financial blah, blah, blah. These are all promises that are they are they promises that end with like the end deal? It's like yes or no and done. Is it creating a pressure in our lives that making us not go forward based on fears of other people? Are other people's promises and other people's opinions and the way they think and the way they do their lives now be impacting ourselves and how we run our lives? Think about the promises we make to ourselves. Think about the last time, if you were a student, you say, I promise I'm going to get an A on this quiz. Don't say that. Don't say, I promise that I'm going to get, don't just, I'm going to do my best I can. And I'm going to succeed in this test. You know, I'm a mom, and, you know, I cannot say, I promise I'm going to do this, and I promise I'm, you know, never going to leave, you know, be away from my child. I can't say that, because I know that there's going to come a time that, you know, God forbid I have to go to the emergency room. God forbid I have to go help my mom. God forbid, you know, I have to, you know, leave her, you know, for like a night to go do something. Like, these are promises that are creating pressure to myself and making me feel like if I don't make that promise, I'm not doing XYZ. And we do that with our lives, and we do that with God, and we do that with the universe. Like, I promise I'm not going to smoke no more. I promise I'm not going to drink no more. I promise that I'm not going to be mean. I'm saying all these, not personally, I'm just giving you examples, okay? But all these promises, like, okay, God, if tú me sacas de esto, if God, if you take me out of this, I promise I'm not going to do. How many times have we said that in our lives? And it doesn't have to be so serious. It could be something so minor, like, oh, you know, oh, I promise if I won't let my child do this again, if you heal them, or if you do this. Like, what are we doing to ourselves? Because we are human, and these promises keep, like, they create pressure. And because of another person doing them and they keep their promises, you feel like you need to put these promises. Let's use actions a part of our pact or accountability for ourselves. Let's stop making these promises that we're going to end up breaking because we have all this pressure. Let's impact ourselves first before we could try to impact anyone. And, you know, I say this to you guys because I have a volunteer community, and I think about this so many times, and sometimes I feel so guilty because either I work so hard, or I'm trying to find help for other kids, or I'm trying to find volunteers to help other kids and all this stuff. And then I feel bad, and I'm like, I started questioning myself, like, am I a bad mom? Am I doing this? And I'm like, no, you're not. And you are not either. Whatever it is your role in your life, you're not a bad father, you're not a bad sister, a mother, a auntie, you're not a none of that. Because these are all false promises. Promises that we're telling ourselves that we're going to break them if we have this pressure. And everything in our life revolves around that. You know, these challenges that we put ourselves, these that, you know, it's crazy. And then I'm going to end this podcast. I never want it to be so long, but this week I had to go get my mammogram, and for the first time, I didn't go in there and I wasn't like, I promise God, or I was just like, whatever, like, listen, I'm here. I'm about to do this. Like, let's just get this over with. And I have my positive vibes. I have my, you know, my stones with me. I have God with me. I have, every day I have God with me. But I didn't start that, esa cosa con, like, I promise it, te prometo it. I didn't do that this time because I said, why? Because I said, I promise I'm never going to eat sugar again. Are you crazy? I love sugar. I love ice cream. I love chocolate. even though I'm a little allergic to chocolate. Isn't that crazy? My whole point is that the minute I start putting all these things, like I promise and I this, and I make it so dramatic and crazy, I start falling off the wagon, and we all do it. We don't even notice it because then it creates pressure. I have a to-do list and I have it there and I'm not creating my pressure. I have so many things to do with, you know, our new Project Mundo and which, oh, I can't wait to tell you guys about that. And Craft Create Change, which is so amazing because I get to bring fashion back and creating back in the mix of helping people. And my whole point is, like, let's let go of these promises. Dear God, I'm tired. You know, I'm tired of telling you promises I'm not going to keep. I'm tired of telling promises to myself that I'm not going to keep. I'm not going to do it. You know, I promise I'm going to do this. Let's just take action. Just do it. Let's just do it. Let's have accountability partners or accountability ways. Either your journal, you write and you reflect and like, okay, or self-growth or meditation or therapy, whatever it is. But I want to leave you with that for this week's episode. I am not a therapist. I am not a professional. I am no expert at anything. Okay. Nothing. Absolutely not an expert in anything. I'm not the smartest cookie in... ¿Cómo se dice? Yo ni sé cómo se dice. I'm not the smartest crayon in the box, lo que sea. What I mean by that, I'm not putting myself down. I'm just saying, like, I'm not some philosopher. I don't have quotes. I'm just Alicia Sanchez coming to you on my Dear Gotta Be There Yet podcast, diciéndote what I feel and what I've perceived about promises that we keep and the pressure that it keeps in our life. And especially now with after, you know, not after coronavirus, because I feel like it's going to always be here, but with coronavirus, the changes of our new normal and all these things, these pressures now, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to travel the world and I'm going to do that and I'm never going to do that and I promise it. And it's like, there we go again. And I only come because I come from experience in the sense that I do this stuff too. Everything I'm telling you guys, I do it. And that's why I like to keep it real in this podcast. And this podcast is just for that. Vamos a hablar. ¿Qué lo que? You know, talking about social consciousness and social impact and volunteering. And yes, so teach that to yourself. Preach that to yourself. Do that with yourself. And share that with others. And remember, you don't have to be rich or famous to help people. Hasta la próxima. I appreciate you always on my podcast. For all you new listeners, I hope you enjoyed. I can't wait to share with you guys the Mundo. I can't tell you what it is yet, but Mundo means world. And Crash Create Change. And if you haven't volunteered yet, go ahead and check out our website. Volunteer today. It's free to volunteer. It doesn't cost you anything or time. You can just browse on there, create an account, browse on there, see which ones might gravitate to you, reach out and help. It might take 30 minutes or 1 hour to your time. Don't create pressure. Don't create promises, you know, but just do it. Take a step towards whatever that is. And I love you guys so much because I've been doing this podcast almost for 3 years. That's crazy. Almost 3 years. And every week that I do this podcast, I tell myself, I don't care how many people listen. I don't care where you're listening from. Just know that I super, super duper appreciate you with all my heart. And if one person listens to this podcast and can share the message or can share these insights or even email me back and be like, hey, Alicia, like, look, I learned this. Da-da-da-da. Maybe you didn't say this. And like, come reach out to me. Share that love back with me. Like, we're here. It's to teach and grow and create and learn. Like I said, I don't know everything. I'm not going to come here with all my accolades and tell you that I have this and da-da-da-da. No tengo nada eso. Nothing. Maybe un mangucito I have for you, but that's about it. I don't have anything. If you don't know what mangu is, it's delicious. Google it. M-A-N-G-U. Mangu.
Hasta la próxima. Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media. Leave a podcast review and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities. And remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos.